Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to have members from the band Farkas on the show. And I'm wondering if that name, Dan, I'm gonna ask them when they come in what the name is. But this is Dan Shugrue, my great producer. Let's say hello to Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Nick.
I'm guessing that the name comes from Christmas Story.
That would make sense.
That's my guess. You guys, you know what I'm talking, Vic Vaughn is in the newsroom.
Is it Scott Farkas?
Scott Farkas, yeah. Yellow eyes. I swear to God, he had yellow eyes.
That's an awesome name.
So Scott, the band
Scott Farkas.
Now I don't know if that's where they got the name from. I don't know.
Stay tuned. And
stay
find
tuned.
Out.
That's a tease, baby. Yeah, that's how you do professional broadcasting in this world.
Dumont, you still awake?
He's awake. Yeah. Anyway, the band Farkas is playing at the Double Door. Oh, the Double Door on August 13th. I'm going to be sad. Playing the Double Door on August 13th. And they're going to be here. Two guys from the band, Tony McGuire and Kevin Coyne from the band Farkas, are going to be here. We're going to talk live in studio and hear some live music as well. And there's a connection to Mr. Shugrue, Dan. What's the connection that you have with Farkas?
The guys went to St. Pat's. I didn't realize that until about a couple hours ago.
Yeah.
But Kevin and Tony were class of 98. I was 99. Their guitarist, Brian Gillum, and I graduated in 99 together. So,
are they part
world.
Of the Hacky Sack?
Were they part of the Hacky Sack?
No, that's a great question. I don't. They probably were.
We'll have to ask them when they get in here.
Of all the things St. Pat's could be known for.
We're going to get down to the bottom
sack
of that.
World record.
Well, you know, also, St. Pat's is also tightly connected to the Gale Street Inn.
Right.
You know, George Karzis. Is connected with St. Pat's in a massive way. So great Northside school, you know, and produced the greatest producer of all time went there.
Thank you.
So I was talking about Andy. No, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So Tony and Kevin are going to be here from the band Farkas, and we'll talk to them and listen to some live music. Welcome to the show. Nick DiGilio here, 720 WGN. And that is from a band called Farkas, F-A-R-K-U-S. They are playing at Double Door on August 13th. Two of the members of the band are here, Tony McGuire and Kevin Coyne from the band Farkas. And we say hello to these guys. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
How are you?
Very good.
Doing great.
Good.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So, let's first get to the name of the band. All right, now
you nailed it.
All right, there you go, Vic. Right. Did you hear that, Vic? They are indeed named after
Farkas. What a rotten name, they say in the movie. Yeah.
So yeah, that was like a favorite of you guys or of the band?
You know, a friend of ours actually kind of tipped us off to the name, and I remember watching the movie again and had that in mind, and I love the narrator just being like, Farkas, what a rotten name.
Exactly.
And you know, we were thinking of coming up with a name, and it's this kind of the worst part about being in a band. You're like, what do you call yourselves? And
right.
You don't want to have some big pretentious name. Like at the time, like a lot of local bands we were playing with had these like obnoxious names. And we're like, let's just two syllables max,
right.
Something that means just us.
You know, well, first of all, you guys should introduce yourselves to the show. Why don't you start?
Tony McGuire.
Yeah, and you are in the band.
I'm in the band Farkas. So yeah. I sing and play guitar.
Okay. And
I'm Kevin Coyne, and I play the bass.
Kevin Coyne plays the bass. All right. Well, welcome, guys. So we got that out of the way. It is indeed named after Scott Farkas.
Yep, that's right.
Scott Farkas.
Yellow eyes. I swear to God he had yellow eyes.
BD yellow eyes.
So how long have you guys been a band?
Wow. Like 10 years.
Yeah.
Kevin was joined a little later, like 2 years maybe. So
I jumped in probably 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, seven years, or eight. Yeah.
Did you guys, when you guys went to Pat's, did you guys play music when you were?
You know, I played a lot of guitar. I knew Kevin, but I didn't know he was jamming. So I missed out on that at the time. And then we heard you know, that he's just tearing it up on the bass later. So we looked him up, and here
now you know my producer is class of '99.
Yeah,
from Pat's. Did you guys ever cross paths with my main man?
You know, he looks familiar, but I can't say for sure.
Yeah. So. Now, Dan, what about now? You do know the guitarist, the other guitarist in the band?
Yeah, Brian Gillum.
Yeah,
we're in the same class. Yeah,
you guys were in the same class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, do you remember this world record?
Yeah, we're world
record holders. Oh, you were part of it. Part of it. That's fantastic. Yeah. The world record, the hacky sack world record. Yeah. Esmeralda, you must be thrilled to have two more.
It's my greatest accolade.
Yeah, because one night we were talking about this, you guys, and Esmeralda, who does traffic, you can see her in the top right corner of that monitor. That's Esmeralda. She's awesome. But on the left there, that's the great Vic Vaughn, who's in the newsroom. He's also a Cub fan.
Cool.
Hi, guys.
But not a Guinness World Record.
Somebody was going to bring that up.
That's right.
There's only one in the Tribune Tower that's not a record holder.
During the Nick DiGilio show, three of the four people that are that make the core of the show, three of the four have Guinness World Record holders. We are Guinness World Record holders.
Astonishing.
And now two guests.
Not too shabby.
Now two guests. So everybody but Vic in this building right now.
Wah, wah, wah.
Here you go. Everybody but Vic has a world record.
Sad trombone.
So you guys, that's exactly right. That's exactly what it's labeled, too. On the side. Here's what it's labeled. Sad trombone. But anyway, so you guys had the hacky sack thing. And Esmeralda and I participated in, what was the actual name of it, Esmeralda? It was the most people wearing Groucho glasses in one place.
Yes.
Wow.
Right. And it was at an outdoor, Grant Park outdoor movie screening of Duck Soup.
Yes. And I think there was another city that had it previously, but we still
beat
have it.
Yeah, nice. We beat it. So we were in that. And at that time, Esmeralda and I didn't know each other. And we were there among the thousands with our Groucho glasses on, and they took pictures, and you know, they had a guy from the Guinness World Book of Records there. So there you go.
Imagine that job, counting everyone's glasses. How tedious would that be?
They actually handed them out. You had to go up and get them when you got there. So they knew exactly how many they
had.
You had to go up to the screen and get them. So anyway. Well, welcome to the Guinness World Book of Records, guys. We're all in there. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Pretty prestigious. Yeah. At least I didn't have to grow my fingernails like 8 feet long.
That's a good thing, yeah. Or swallow a 7-pound hairball.
Tattoos.
That's an idea for whoever doesn't.
For Vic, you want to grow? Just start growing your fingernails now, really long.
I was telling Esmeralda, I may be the only person in the world on a radio show with five other people that hold world records that doesn't have a world record.
Call Guinness.
That might be a world
record. That's it, right there. That's it. That's the record. That's the record.
Call him up.
That's the record. Call up Guinness right now.
Done.
Yeah, when I was a drinking man, that was on my phone. Guinness, immediately, just call it up.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got to break, you guys, but let's we're having some fun here. Tony McGuire and Kevin Coyne from Farkas. You're playing Double Door.
Double Door.
I know, it's bittersweet.
We're going to talk about that, and then we're going to hear some live music. You guys hang out. We got to do some commercials, and then we got the news, and afterwards we'll talk more and hear some live music from the band Farkas. By the way, their website is all linked up, and their music and stuff is all linked up on our Facebook page, so you can conveniently check out facebook.com/NickDShow. Yeah. Yeah, I'm liking what I'm hearing, guys. That's Farkas, the band. Tony McGuire and Kevin Coyne from the band are here live in studio. We're going to hear some live music from these guys. They're playing at the Double Door on August 13th. It's Nick DiGilio, by the way, on 720 WGN. Welcome back, guys. So let's talk a little bit about. We were just talking off the air about Northwest Side of Chicago.
Yeah,
and because we're all kind of representing Northwest Side of Chicago,
right.
which is pretty cool. But you guys now you're still living in that area.
Yeah,
yeah. So how did the music for you? Let's talk, Tony. Let's talk to you first.
Sure.
How did it all begin for you? Did you start playing at a young age? Were you one of these kids that took piano lessons or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. Probably when I was like 11 or 12, my older sister would bring me to these punk rock shows at the Fireside Bowl.
Fireside Bowl!
And
yeah!
it blew my mind. I was just like, this is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
And then I found Headbangers Ball, and then like
Yeah. Ricky Rackman, man.
Oh, yeah. I love that show. Oh,
didn't Alan Hunter, not Alan Hunter, the dude with the bad hair.
Yeah,
Adam,
yes.
Adam.
He was first, I think.
Yeah, he was the first host. Uh-huh. And then it was, did it go to Ricky Rackman and then somebody else? Did Pinfield ever host it?
No, yes, he did. He
Matt
was later.
Pinfield. Okay, Matt
he was
Pinfield.
Later, yeah.
But no, but I remember, I what think. The hell was that guy's name? Adam, he had the worst hair
right.
ever.
Right, yeah.
And they put and they tried to make him look cool by putting him in a leather jacket.
That was that awkward transition from the 80s hair to like the 90s
yeah.
scene.
Yeah,
really, yeah. That
terrible.
Was
like, Ricky Rackman was the best at, yeah. At that show.
He was great.
So anyway, he got into Headbangers Ball. Was
yeah.
It, so the punk stuff got you right away.
Yeah, got me right away. And
can
then,
you remember some of the bands you saw at Fireside?
I remember seeing the Smoking Popes a lot.
They were great.
No Empathy. I loved those guys.
Yeah.
Oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and then a lot of then I started getting at the Metro shows. I stage dove at why can't I think of the name? Things seem so different when you get your rose colored glasses on. Why can't I think of their name right now? Oh my god, I'm ashamed of myself.
That's all right.
They were like my first favorite band.
Okay.
I can't think
they made quite an impression on you.
They did, yeah, right. I know.
So you got into the hard stuff, Headbangers Ball.
Yeah.
Was it always the heavy stuff that you liked?
I got the guitar. Another sister of mine got me acoustic guitar, and I started learning the punk rock stuff. And then I was like, okay, it's just the same chord you kind of move around.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I want to go a little further with this. And right. then you know, all that early '90s stuff happened, and then you know that just opened all sorts of possibilities.
Boy, that's a great progression, man. Boy, the timing on that when that stuff broke in the '90s, that must have been like heaven for you. You know, at that age.
Oh, it blew my mind.
Yeah, it's amazing. Okay, well, what about you? What about you, Kevin?
Yeah, I never took any formal lessons, but I started playing bass when I was like 14, 15. Kind of
bass was the one you went to?
First thing. Yeah.
Why is that?
It was just by random chance. I found an old bass my brother used and never actually put much time into it, so it was collecting dust in the basement. And then I picked it up one day, and I decided I want to try and play this thing.
All right.
And then, yeah, when it comes to concerts, too, I remember one of my first shows was for a band called Naked Aggression at Fireside.
At Fireside, yeah.
And then I remember going to a lot of Metro shows. But the real first official show I saw was at the Vic Theater, and it was a band called Rancid.
Sure,
and,
of course.
Lunachicks opened up for
them. Lunachicks, yeah, man. All right,
that was
very,
pretty
very
fun.
Cool. Well, we'll get that out of the way. I was going to ask that a little bit later on, like your first concert. So yours was Rancid.
Yeah,
your first official concert.
Was actual Rancid. Ticket stub.
What about
concert.
You, man?
So aside from like those smaller punk shows, the first like big show I saw was Helmet opening up for Faith No More.
I was at that show.
Oh, that was awesome.
Let me explain something about that show. That show was amazing.
Oh, it was incredible.
First of all, they both rule. I love Faith
yes.
No More. And
one of my favorites.
Incredibly
sure.
underrated
oh,
band.
Oh, totally.
Ridiculously.
Their new album's amazing.
They kick at, and Mike Patton is one of the best frontmen ever.
Ever, yes.
Ever.
Great
so,
singer. Yeah.
And I love Helmet. Helmet, because the thing about Helmet is they look so like different than what they sound like. You see these guys come out, they're all clean cut and they got shorts on and they're
their
little alligator shirts, and all of a sudden you're like, what the hell is this?
They were just at the Double Door.
Were they really?
Yes.
Oh man, those guys
are still
around. I was out of
town. I was really upset about that. Yeah. Yeah.
So
like a week
ago. Let me ask you this. Do you remember at that show, the Helmet Faith No More show?
The chairs.
Yes.
Oh my god, it was nuts.
Was that insane?
It was nuts. I loved it.
I was in the balcony.
I think that was the last show they ever had chairs at. Worst idea ever.
It was unbelievable. Never. For those of you who don't know, do you know what we're talking about?
I don't know. I think it's something to do with the chairs and the floor gotten thrown into the stage. No?
Yeah, they were.
And then he was throwing them back.
They were passed. Up from the back all the way, and there were stacks of folding chairs on the stage.
People just wanted the floor cleared because they wanted to go crazy.
Unbelievable.
Where was this at?
Aragon.
Unbelievable show.
It was crazy.
Yeah, and that was like, and if I want to remember correctly, I think that was when Album of the Year came out.
That was Angel Dust.
It was Angel Dust.
Yes.
Oh, Angel Dust. God, that's a
good
album.
Oh, the best album.
That's their best album. That album is unbelievable.
One of my favorite albums of
Forget
all time.
Forget it, man. I don't even completely. All right, so we obviously know where you guys were. Now, the other guys in the band, were they into the heavy stuff too?
Yeah.
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 Why don't you give a shout out to the other guys in the band?
Yeah, so Dave Dirdoff, he plays the drums. He's a big Neil Peart Rush guy, obviously.
Oh. How big's his kit?
Oh.
Monstrous.
Yeah, he's got a monstrous one. Well,
does he have a gong?
He doesn't, but I'm sure he wishes he does. He's got the kit in our jam spot is like got all the octobons and everything all over it. But when we play out, he plays a slightly smaller set.
Uh-huh.
And then Brian and I, you know, we were in high school together. We were on the wrestling team together. So him and I, like, traded music. And, yeah. like, so we listened to a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah. It's just four guys in the band?
Yeah.
All right, that's very cool. Okay, well, why don't we hear a song, and we'll talk more about your guys' influences and all that cool stuff. What song are we – now, this – by the way, the stuff that I've been playing is from this CD called Naked Eye Astronomy.
Yep.
Is that available for everybody?
You can get it on iTunes. You can listen to it on Spotify.
Okay.
You
know. And it's linked up on your websites and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah.
Cool.
You can find it there.
It's all up on our Facebook page. The link is there.
Cool.
So, but this song you guys are about to play is new?
This is actually an old song to break out. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's an old song that we hadn't played in a while, and we kind of started bringing it back, and we've been enjoying playing it again. So,
what's it called?
Wash.
Wash. Okay. Whenever you guys are ready. This is Kevin Antoni from the band Farkas, and this song is called Wash.
Let me know when you're ready. Good. Rugged paths. These rocks ain't hard to walk on. Once broken into sand, cast away. This once was a mountain, now submerged up to the peak.
wash it away. Wash it all away. Wash it all away.
That was great. That was really great, guys. That was really, really good. That's Farkas. They're playing Double Door on August 13th. You should definitely check them out. FarkasMusic.com is the website. We have a link on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/NickDShow. We'll talk more with Tony and Kevin and hear one more song from the band Farkas right after we take a break on WGN. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Friday. All the regular Friday features are going to be coming up. After 3 o'clock, Jim Ryan is going to join us. You hear him sometimes do traffic here on WGN. He writes about music for a bunch of places, including the Daily Herald, and he's going to be attending Lollapalooza all weekend, so we're going to get a preview of Lollapalooza with Jim in studio after the 3 o'clock news. And speaking of music, what you just heard is from a band called Farkas. Tony McGuire and Kevin Coyne from the band are here. That was a really great song, you guys.
Thank you.
Really nice to hear. You guys did a really nice job. I really, really like that. And I was turning I was turning Tony onto a band called No Means No. Okay. You got to check them out. Let me tell you the first song that you should check out by them.
Okay.
Like if you're looking, called Rags and Bones.
Rags and Bones.
Yeah.
All right.
Unbelievable jam.
Really?
These guys are amazing. I was just telling them off the air, my ex-wife, Heather, was a huge fan of No Means, still is a huge fan of No Means No.
Sure.
Turned me on to this band, and she was a punk rock girl who hung out at the Fireside.
Yeah, okay.
So I thought I'd pass that along to you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I don't necessarily think these guys fall under the category of punk rock, but they're hard, and they jam.
Okay.
So check them out. No Means No. One word, Canadian guys.
Awesome.
And they're like old dudes now. They're like in their late 50s, early 60s now.
And they're still jamming.
They're still jamming.
Great.
That is amazing. Amazing. So anyway, what's the songwriting like with you guys? Tony, do you write the majority of the songs, or does everybody collaborate?
Musically, it's a lot of collaboration.
Yeah.
Brian or I will bring a riff to the band, and you know we'll just jam on it for a while, and you know we'll decide, hey, you know we got something there, and hey, why don't we, you know, that other thing we were jamming last week, it would work perfect here, and we start stitching together a song, and then I babble some just melodies without any lyrics, and then
you write the lyrics later.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. I always find that I like that when I, you know, like I've been friends with, you know, bands a lot, and and that's a technique that a lot of bands use. But it's always interesting to go, we're going to play a song that we're working on, and like the lyrics make no sense.
Oh yeah.
Or they are, you know, or you're just going la 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 la. You know, like because you still haven't filled that in yet.
Well, these guys will want to play a song that we've got like together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't quite have it, but I'm like, all right,
I'll make some stuff up.
It.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. all right, we've talked about your first concert, which I can't believe that you and I were at the same show watching chairs getting flipped by Mike Patton. It was amazing. It was an amazing show.
He started throwing them back.
Yes, he did. It was that show. Was first of all, they were incredible. Helmet and that was insane. The chair thing was insane. Well, it was one of the best shows I've been to.
Yeah.
I've been to a lot of insane shows at the Aragon. A lot of insane shows, I was at the show where they used to serve buckets of beer at the Aragon. Nice. Like you would get a bucket of beer and then a cup, and you would dip the cup into the bucket and drink it out of the...
Oh, my God.
So at one point during a Public Enemy Sonic Youth show, people just started whipping the buckets around. They were flying everywhere. They stopped serving buckets of beer after that. Yeah,
that was the end.
And there was a riot outside after that show because it was when the first Gulf War was happening. There were protesters outside. The cops came, and there was a big riot after the concert.
And
it was like right before the Gulf War, the first one in 91 when the Gulf War broke out.
And didn't they collaborate on the Judgment Night soundtrack?
Yes, they did. Right. And I was going to bring up the Judgment Night soundtrack, my man. I love the Judgment Night soundtrack.
That's
I really
cool.
do. I love it, but I blame that soundtrack for Limp Bizkit
and
all the other crap. Yes. Yeah, I kind of blame, as much as I love that Judgment Night soundtrack, I love it.
Right.
Yeah, anyway. All right, so let's do first album.
That I've purchased?
Your first album you ever got.
I want to say Pearl Jam 10, but I think it might have been Ministry Psalm 69.
Oh, okay. All right. Both of whom, both bands have played Lollapalooza. Okay, what about you?
I remember buying my first CD at Best Buy, and it was Megadeth, Countdown to Extinction.
Yeah! Yeah.
Symphony of Destruction.
Yeah, oh yeah. Megadeth, man. Peace sells who's buying. Yeah. It's a jam. All right, well, let's hear another song, guys, before we let you get
all
out
right.
of here.
All right, we played an old one. We're going to play a brand new one.
Brand new one.
Recorded yet. We're working on our next little record here.
Okay.
This is a song.
Do you have,
Until
does it have
Tulum.
Oh, it does have a title?
Yes.
What's it called again?
Until Tulum.
Okay. Here we go.
Angelo, I had enough. I can't pretend I'm not in love. I know that you've seen shattered dreams. I know that you're right to be cynical. I gave up too until Tulum. Angelo, your storm is gone in its way. You shine of your colors. I'm tantalized in paradise. I know you know life just can't stay this good. I gave up too until Tulum. Angelo, I'm not in to be cynical. I'm tantalized in paradise. I know you know life just can't stay this good. I gave up too. Until Tulum. Gave up to till I met you.
Nice, man. Yeah, really good.
Thank you.
Is the girl who wrote that song about, does she know about it?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Okay, good for you, man. Good for you. You made some brownie points, I'm telling you right there, buddy. Nice job, man. You guys are great. You guys are great. It's been so much fun talking to you. And you guys got it's pretty bittersweet, as you said. You're playing Double Door.
Yeah,
one of the best rooms in the city, man.
Totally.
And
it's
closing
the history
down.
Of that place. I mean,
have you played there before?
No, it's our first.
Oh, that's so cool that you guys got to play there before they closed the place down.
Yeah, it is.
What are some of the other places you guys have played?
Oh, we've played.
That you, what are some of your favorites?
Metro, House of Blues,
a great show.
Lincoln Hall,
the sound in that place.
Yeah, Lincoln Hall's amazing,
Please. Subterranean, I saw No Means No at Subterranean once.
Cool. Cubby Bear, we play Cubby Bear a lot.
Well, you guys played some great rooms, man. Yeah, it's been fun, man. You guys are a lot of fun. Working on a CD, right?
Yeah.
Your next show is going to be Double Door August 13th. You continue, you guys are going to play more gigs in the fall and stuff?
Yeah,
cool. Come back.
Nothing lined up right now, but
come back again. All right, when you guys get another gig going, come back again. You guys are great. It's so much fun talking to you. Try to get the whole band in here. We can all jam. I don't know if we can get your drummer's kid in here.
Yeah, the Neil Peart.
I don't know if that's going to work.
We'll have to scale it down.
We need some damn roadies.
Get him on some hand drums or
something. All right, cool, man. I would love to see you guys with the full band. I'm going to have to do that sometime.
Cool.
August 13th at Double Door, farkasmusic.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page. Again, thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we got the news. And after the news, Jim Ryan is going to join us, and he's going to tell us all about Lollapalooza with a preview and more. And we'll reflect back on 25 years of Lollapalooza. All right, coming up right after this.